Do it for yourself. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Yeah. Welcome back, booze. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I miss podcasting. I do. I miss doing this every Thursday or once a week. I have changed it to once a week now because of how busy I've been. But I just got off of vacation. Well, I came back from vacation on Monday. Birthday was on Sunday, so I went on a little vacation. Had to clear my head a little bit. Sometimes you need some time for yourself. I always say that. Take some time for yourself. If you are new, I am so happy that you are here. And if you are, you've been waiting for me for 2 weeks. I'm so sorry. But I'm back and I'm better. I'm way better. Way better than I was. My life has 100% took a whole turn. I don't want to specify because I'm not comfortable specifying. But my life, I'm always going through something and it's never good. But you know what I do? I say, God, at the end of the day, you are the king. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Abraham. You are the king. You are the God of David. There is nothing that is not impossible for you. You are the impossible. You are the king of the universe. You are the God of the universe. Whatever you say, it goes. Whatever you say, it happens. So I wasn't really worried. I wasn't mad either. But if your life is not going the way it should, don't get mad. It's okay to get frustrated. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's okay to get frustrated because at the end of the day, life does suck. It does suck. But always make the best out of it every single day or you will not move forward. But I really want to get into... Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I really want to get into this week's topic. Because it's actually last week and this week's topic because it's the same thing. But I really want to talk about the importance of community. And is it important to be a part of a church? Is it important to be a part of a community? Do I really need to go to church? Do I really need to be a part of, you know, an assembly or a fellowship? And I really want to get into that because I feel like people truly don't understand. I'm going to talk about the negatives and the positives because if something's always contrary. There's going to be something contrary to this chair that I'm sitting next to or this chair that I'm sitting on or the floor that I put my cold feet on. You know what I mean? There's always going to be a contrary, but I'm going to start with the positive first. But let's get straight into it. What is the definition of community? Definition, I had got two definitions. My favorite definition is the second one, but let me read you the first one. The definition of community, the first one is a group of people living in the same place and having a particular characteristic in common. That's the first definition of characteristic. The second definition of characteristic is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, come on, Jesus, interests, and goals. Let me read that again. A feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. Those are the best two definitions I've ever heard of community. Let me explain why I personally chose this topic. I chose this topic because there's something going on in my life, but I really see it with, you know, other people as well. At my church, I haven't really been to another church, but, you know, I'm not saying my church, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I really see we lack community. And I want to read a Bible verse that's really going to get me into why I chose this topic, and it's going to be Acts 2, verse 42 through 47. And this is the fellowship of believers. And let me go ahead and read English Standard Version. Once you find it, just go ahead and say amen, and I'm going to start. All right. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and the fellowship, to breaking bread and prayer. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And those who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings as distributes to proceed to all as any had needed. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they had received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the number day by day those who were being saved. This is one of the Bible verses that really, you know, got me into thinking, how made me understand the importance of community. It is very important. In the Bible, it tells you that when one or more come together in his name, he is there. He is always there. It is so important that you have people that are not gonna, everyone has their own spiritual gifts. Everyone in a church or in a community or in a group of friends, y'all not gonna have the same functions. You guys are not gonna have, you know, the same type of characteristics. But you guys should at least share one goal. One big goal. And it's to spread the gospel. And it's not to spread the gospel in a negative way. It's never that. Because God will never be negative. So there's no reason why you personally should be negative. God calls us to fellowship with one another on the earth because it reflects the fellowship we have in heaven. The mission of the community, like I said, is to spread the gospel and to be here for each other, because God was once here for us on this earth, and we're supposed to love one another no matter the circumstance. Even though people have done you wrong, that's what you gotta do at the end of the day. You could have a distance, you could have a barrier, you could have a wall against that person, but there's no reason why you should hate that person. See it for what it is. You love them from a distance. Everything, I feel like another thing that people truly don't realize, in a community or in a church, everything should be genuine and everything should be intentional. And I've learned this a while ago, but it really put it, for what I've seen in my church and what I've seen in communities as well, like, it's everything has to be genuine. Everything has to be intentional, because you're not worrying. Of course, you're going to be worrying about what's happening right now. But your main focus, your big, big focus should be about the future. Like for my church, it's now or never. Because I always hear all the adults saying this. When one day you're going to be secretary of the church. One day you're going to be up there, worshiping, being one of the worship leaders and all that stuff. Okay, it's now or never. Why aren't we more closer? What is our goal? Our goal is to spread the gospel and make sure that we're here for each other. It doesn't, and like I'm saying, it just, this goes for friend groups, this goes for communities, and this goes for churches. It goes for relationships, platonic and romantic. It goes for all of that. More, if it's more than one person, you know what I mean? It's now or never. Go for it. You always want people that are always going to be here for you no matter situation. And I was willing to pray if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, when they know you're down bad. When they know that you're about to give up. They're ready to come pray with you. They're ready to be here with you. In the season of your life when you feel like you're about to drop and you don't think you're going to get back up. I ain't going to lie. I had those seasons in my life and I had no one. I had no one. And I'm not trying to be bitter or nothing, but I wasn't mad. But moving forward, I would hate, and hate is a strong word, I would hate to see anyone in my position. To not have, they have a big community, a really big community, a really big church, a really big committee, a really big friend group and they're afraid to tell them, yeah, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. Could you pray for me? Yeah, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. I need help with money. I need somewhere to stay. I can't talk to my parents about this. I need to talk to somebody. I would hate to see someone in my position that was in a position like mine. As Christians, we have to do better. It is in our best interest to do better every single time. God's always going to be here for you, but help someone out so you could help yourself. Living on this earth, you're not just, honestly, you're not, I'm not saying that you're not living for yourself, but it isn't important if you're in a community that not just that you're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, our Lord, but you're helping, you're doing something to improve the community, because you don't want to be moving 10 steps forward, another 30 steps back. Because to me, that don't make no sense. It's a now or never. I know we all got that one group of friends, or, you know, there's you want to be a part of the community. You want to be a part of the church. You want to learn how to play the drums. You want to learn how to play the piano. You want to learn, you want to be one of the worship leaders. Or you want to be helping with the kids, or you want to be helping with keeping the church on track, or being treasury, or being something. Go for it. If it doesn't work, that's fine, but at least you try. Make sure there's effort. And I feel like another thing a lot of people don't understand is effort. Effort, 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 effort. If you don't have effort, nothing will work. If you don't have faith, nothing will work. Faith is like effort. You're pushing. Faith without works is dead. You have to have effort in order to get where you want to be. Don't be hanging on because you don't want to walk. You know what I mean? It's truly important that if you're wanting to move forward, to go somewhere, you're putting the effort. Excuses could only get you so far, mama. Excuses could only get you so far. If it's a now or never, are you going to say one day or day one? You decide. It's up to you. And I really had this thing in mind, and I was reading an article, and it said God didn't intend for me or you to be to be independent of a community. You can't be in a community and very independent. No, it's not how it works. I want to give y'all some examples of how God, even though God had 12 disciples, but those 12 disciples, they had partners. ABAB. Like, Jesus had 12 disciples. They all were there for each other. They all had each other always. There was never a time where they were not there for each other whatsoever. God did not intend for a man to be alone. He always wanted to make sure that at least they were here for each other, no matter the circumstance, no matter anything. Paul had Barbados, Timothy, Silas, and many more, and many others. And like I said, I'm not saying that, in a community, It's supposed to be positive, because of course everything's gonna be contrary. But let's hop into the negatives, because I feel like that does play a big part as well. And I want to read Hebrews 10 through 20, 24 and 25.
Because I feel like this is something a lot of people truly do not realize
about community or being in a group with more than one.
More than one person.
Let's go ahead and read it. I'm reading what you get it. Go ahead and say amen. But let me read it to you. Hebrews 10, verse 24 through 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all more as the day draw near. You should never, and let me make this clear, you should never, ever be in a community or situation where you feel it's just straight toxic. And I've experienced this before. So I really, really, really want people to understand. You should never, ever, ever be in the position where it is toxic. And like I said, there are situations where everything, some things might not go well. And that's okay. Everything's not going to go the way it should. But don't ever put yourself in a situation or a church or a friend group or a relationship, platonic or romantic, where it's toxic. I want to read another verse. Romans 15, 5 through 7. And it says, reading English Standard Version, it just says, may the God endurance encourage and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another and with one another in according with Jesus Christ, that you may with one voice glorify the God and the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. And I really, this is one of the last verses that I wanted to give to you guys. Don't ever go to a church. Don't ever be in a friendship, platonic or romantic, where they won't welcome you as you are. It is not for you. You should never be in a situation. You should never be in anything where it has you uncomfortable. When all of you should have the same goal is to spread the gospel, no matter how you look, no matter how you smell, no matter how you dress, no matter how you talk. If you guys are all working towards the same goal, Jesus. If you guys are all working towards the same goal, nothing should matter. And I feel like as a community, especially where I'm from, where my parents are from, that is a struggle. And it beats down on people. And it should never be like that. There should never be a point where people don't want to go to churches because of what they have on. They can't wear jeans. They got too much earrings. They got too much tattoos. I feel like people forget to understand that at the end of the day, God's plan for us, it's still going. It's like life don't stop for nobody. Not even for me. It's truly important that you understand never put yourself in a situation where you feel uncomfortable. Get out of there. If this is a church where you feel like everything's toxic, nothing's moving forward, there's nothing for you, get out of there. You feel like you want more and you're just not getting it, get out of there. You feel like every time you're moving forward, you take another 10 steps back, get out of there. You feel like you're getting drained, get out of there. The most important thing about community that you guys are one. You guys are loving one another no matter the circumstance. You guys have the one same. I'm not saying everyone's going to have the same attitude because there will be differences. Always. Someone's always going to want to be on top. But you're working hard, or at least putting effort to bring people to Christ, and you guys are here for one another no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation. Just checking up on everybody. It's important that you guys do these things, because I'm telling you, at the end of the day, those are the things that matter the most. It's truly important that you guys remember these things. If you guys are in situations that are draining you, it's time for you to get out of there. I'm telling you. Church does matter. In this circumstance, it does matter. Church is where it builds you spiritually and mentally. If it's not helping you, I suggest you find something else. Find a different church. Because maybe that's not where you're supposed to go, and that's fine. Maybe that might discourage you a little bit because you probably didn't want to go to a different church. You probably didn't want to go in a different friendship. You know, probably didn't want to go in another friend group, because what are you going to do now? Keep moving forward. Try something new. Never be afraid. Just go for it. Even if God is with you every time. Always remember that. Go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to close this one out. Our Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing each and every one of us to be here. Father, Lord, I thank you for allowing each and every person to wake up this morning, because, Father God, so much we didn't have the chance. We didn't have the opportunity to be here, Father Lord, but you have allowed us to be here, Father Lord. I pray that the spirit of consistency, the spirit of love, the spirit of truth, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of happiness, the spirit of joy runs through our blood, runs through our veins. I pray that we understand that we might not have the same functions. We might not have the same spiritual gifts, Father God, but you will place us into better situations, better circumstances that will help us grow spiritually and mentally, Father Lord. Even though it might get hard sometimes, Father, but you know, we know that you will never leave us. We don't forsake us, Father Lord. You are the king of, you are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of David, Father Lord. And we pray that we understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are the head, not the tail, and we give the devil no foothold, even though the contrary times will come, Father Lord. But we know that we place everything in your hands, and we will continue to place everything in your hands, Father Lord. I pray that you protect each and every person that is listening to this right now, and each and every person that will be listening to this, Father God. I pray that the fruit of the spirits are in my heart and my mind, and I continue to keep pushing forward no matter the circumstance. I pray that each and every person continues to keep moving forward no matter the circumstance, Father Lord. We love you so much. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thanks for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. If you have any questions, my Instagram is _GTWK. My main is Kiara the Hera. I have everything on the bottom. If you have any questions, go ahead. My link is in my bio. I will get to you guys as soon as possible. Thanks for tuning in. I am now signing out. Deuces!